views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness.
This week, you'll be hearing from guest host Mara Williams. Mara is one of America's leading experts on tick-borne diseases, a healthcare provider of almost 35 years. Mara is a board-certified adult nurse practitioner, energetic healer, sought-after speaker, and author of Nature's Dirty Needle. Now here's your guest host, Mara Williams.
Hi, this is Mara with Limelight Radio, and I am so excited today to introduce you to my guest, Eric Gordon, MD, who is the medical director of Gordon Medical Associates in Santa Rosa, California. He's been a physician for over 35 years, 23 of those years in integrative medicine, and between 12 and 14 years really focusing on complex chronic illness and Lyme disease and its co-infections and the integrative treatment of this. He has a deep respect for the individuality of his patients, and it is the heart of his practice. He carefully listens to each patient and correlates their subjective experience with pertinent objective laboratory tests to determine unique treatment guidelines that now allow the innate wisdom of the body to overcome illness and restore good health. So with that, welcome, Eric. I'm so happy you're with me today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mara. Thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here.
We were talking right before this show started about talking about this individuality of patients. Would you talk more about that, please?
Well, you know, patient individuality, I always forget the biochemists, but people named, I mean, like basically orthomolecular medicine, you know, Linus Pauling started the concept of biochemical individuality. It's something that has guided my practice, because I think one of the most important issues has been I've always believed my patients, you know. And when you believe patients, you start to hear about things that don't make sense based on the knowledge that you're taught in medical school and, you know, that gets just used in everyday medical practice, because everyday medical practice is all about how to put people in boxes. And if in, you know, diagnostic categories and reactions to medicine categories, and if you really listen to your patients, you find that, you know, there's a lot of different flavors for these complaints. So you start, individuality is what it's all about. But it makes it difficult, because, you know, it's much easier if you've got six boxes to put people in than if you've got, you know, 6 billion boxes. So Lyme disease and chronic Lyme disease is really the example extraordinaire of the expressions of biochemical individuality. In fact, that's what makes the treatment so difficult, and why conventional doctors kind of act like this is a psychological problem, not an illness, not a medical illness, because people have such varied symptoms and such varied responses to treatment.
Right.
So that is what's always been my inspiration, is trying to sort through the symptom patterns. And I think in all the doctors that I've learned from, what I consider the minor greats, if you will, in medicine, the people who have, you know, seen a new path, they've always listened to like a new group of people. You know, you think of like Richie Shoemaker or Dietrich Klinghardt, you know. Oops.
They have a specialty. They focus on different things. Yes.
Yes. You know, but they've listened to the they're a group of patients and heard and seen something that's new, you know, and that's what makes them special. Now, the problem for patients is that you have an illness and you tend to think it's like the other person that you read about or your friend who has the same illness. And, you know, and if it's a heart attack, it kind of works okay because we kind of, you know, when you're near death, we kind of treat everybody the same. But when it's something like chronic Lyme disease, it gets very, very confusing. And I just see so many patients who come in the office that are just overwhelmed. Either they're sure they know what they need because their friend had that treatment and it worked, or they're totally confused because
yes.
They've been on the internet and they've seen the 35 or 150 different treatments that are out there for symptoms that sound like what we consider chronic tick-borne illnesses. So anyway, so getting through this mess is difficult. And I don't have a magic wand, though we'll talk, I think, a little bit later. I'll touch upon a subject called metabolomics that we're looking at that one day may help us identify groups of people and help treatment. But right now, you know, I think something that you do very well is listening to the stories, and that detailed history is what kind of gives us our first form of where we think we might want to go with the patient.
Yes,
you know?
It really is telling, and how they tell it, what they talk about first and second and third, kind of gives you an idea of the different layers that you might need to be addressing. Yes, at least that's what I get when I listen to a story. I really hear how they're describing what's going on to them, which is what you were just talking about. It's really important. It helps you discern what you need to do or try next, right?
Right. I mean, you know, it's all the tricks of a good, I shouldn't say tricks, but all the skills of a good interviewer is needed to you know, pull apart and then, as you say, begin to put order into the appropriate treatment. You know, what symptom, what bug we think we're treating, you know, because you've heard me over the years. I you know, even though I have great, great respect and for especially some of the people I work with that, you know, listen carefully to the history and identify different symptoms as coming from different bugs, if we will, you know, there's, you know, there's the Babesia symptoms, the Bartonella-like symptoms, the Lyme-like symptoms, you know, then there's, you know, people that call mycoplasma and, you know, chlamydia. And I think that's all very interesting and useful. It's just that they're all still approximate. I think that's what's difficult for the patient to understand is when you're ill, you would really like some certainty, you know?
Yes.
And you know, I've always had difficulty giving certainty because I have watched, you know, too many times there are exceptions to these things. Is that, you know, we start off in medicine with, you know, a broken leg where we have a nice straightforward history and a good clear picture.
Right.
You know,
fix the broken leg.
right. You know, you can see where the break is. You know what the therapy is, and you know, blah. It's kind of, you know, as we say, cookbook or textbook. You know, you just follow the book. And when we're dealing with these illnesses that are really an interaction between the bug and your body, then the books aren't that good. And so even our histories and our stories about that this is a Babesia symptom, you know, is only an approximation.
Sure.
Because in some people, that same symptom can be triggered by Lyme. You know, very frequently, Babesia and Bartonella, in fact, Neil Nathan coined the term Babinella.
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, sometimes we think we know what we're doing, and it turns out, yeah, you know, these symptoms overlap a lot.
One of the things that I noticed was that some of the docs on the East Coast talk about Bartonella like we on the West Coast talk about Babesia, too.
And Yeah, and it has to do with perception, and it also has to do with, you know, probably the different flavor of bugs, since, you know, we've got definitely different, well, clearly different strains of Babesia, the Microti on the east and the Duncani on the west, but on the west coast. But there are, I mean, you know, I've lost count, you know, 17. I know for cats, they were up to 21 different species of Bartonella, and I mean, most of them can probably affect us as well. So it's a difficult world, but, you know, it's imperfect. And I the reason I bring up its imperfections is just to let people know that if they go to two different doctors and they get different answers, it's not that anyone is necessarily, you know, really wrong. It's just we just don't have good enough tests yet.
Yes.
That's what's so frustrating. But if the doctor is listening to you and working with your symptoms, and probably as important is tailoring their therapy
yes.
to your response.
Okay, hold that break. Eric, we got to go to break. Hold that
okay.
thought. Okay, bye. Sorry. Break time.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. dancing, dancing, dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
A band, movie, baby. Automatic, systematic.
Hi, this is Mara, and we're back with Limelight Radio and a conversation with Dr. Eric Gordon. So, Eric, we left off before that break talking about the individuality and the uniqueness of each patient and how treatment is tailored that way when you're looking to help them. So,
right, and how important it is to, you know, to remember to, you know, tailoring your response to the patient's response to therapy. I think in the more ill patient and the more sensitive patient, that becomes crucial. And one of the unfortunate things I do want to bring up that we don't talk about enough, at least, is how expensive it is to be treated for these chronic illnesses. I mean, I think that is the most disheartening thing of the last 12 years that I've been, you know, really dealing with chronic Lyme is, you know, when I look back, years ago, we took Medicare, we accepted Medicare till like 2006, and we didn't help a lot of people, you know, even though, because they just couldn't afford the other treatments. I mean, we could see them every month because Medicare would pay for the office visit, but they couldn't afford what was needed, and now it's even worse because now we don't take insurance, so they can't even afford the office visit, and it's just tragic. You know, we need to find a way to fund this, but you know, it's just so difficult because the sicker the people are, and often the less resources they have, the more time they need from the physician because they respond, you know, in such idiosyncratic ways. So if you start somebody on a therapy, you really, the more often you can follow them, the more likely they're going to get well, because it's like you're on a very twisty, curvy path. And if you can't keep making the right turns, you walk into the tree or you walk into the rock.
Or you fall off the cliff.
Or you fall off a cliff. I mean, that's what happens when you try to see people every, like, you know, 2 months or 3 months, and you give them, you know, a protocol or a few protocols to follow, and it just because they can't afford to see you more often than that, it's pretty terrible. And, you know, the best work I've done has been with people who were, you know, what else to say? They were wealthy. They could plop down, you know, the money to see me every week, every 2 weeks. For a long time, as we wind our way through the changing symptom complex as we make small interventions or large interventions, you know, whether it's anything from, starting herbs, using, frequency treatments, a lot of hands-on work, or IV antibiotics. You know, it's the thing that's so interesting is that I have many patients who tolerate IV antibiotics and can't tolerate, herbs or homeopathics. On the other hand, there are many people who, it goes both ways. I mean, and that's what makes it so interesting and difficult for predictability. Some people do, get great, great, great help with, intravenous nutrients, and other people, it's just a waste of their money. It doesn't do anything, you know, significant for them. And unfortunately, until you try them, I don't really know how to predict who's going to need what the most. That is where I would love medicine to get to, at least what we do, is if we really were better at predicting the best course. You know, with clinical experience, we keep, you know, we do better, but I'm still not happy with at least, you know, how well I do it. I think it needs to be done better because it just costs too much money besides the dangers of giving people some danger, you know, like giving people intravenous antibiotics if that's not the best route for them. But even more importantly, it's just people only have a limited amount of resources, and you know, and spending money for therapy adds to the difficulty of the home life. I mean, it's really hard to have family support for an illness without a clear, a well-accepted diagnosis, you know?
Yeah, and an end to treatment. You know, when does it end, you know, for
when does it end? But still, it's the name, you know, if you have cancer, if you have MS, you know, your family and friends are behind you. You know, they're with you on the path, you know, the neighborhood is with you on the path. But have chronic Lyme disease, and, you know, I always tell people, you know, first, you know, it's usually the first that go are our brothers and sisters. You know, they're very quick to decide that, oh, you know, she looks good or he looks good. You know, they're just malingering, or I knew they were lazy. You know, and then friends drop away. You know, and then fathers and husbands, and you know, mothers tend to hang on. Mothers and wives tend to hang on the longest. it's unfortunate, but that is why this, I mean, why this is such a rough illness is because A, we don't have clear-cut treatments, B, they cost a lot of money, and, you know, C, you don't get respect, and you lose your family and friends. I think if we can figure out how to clearly diagnose and treat people, the amount of human suffering that will be alleviated is immense, because this is a disease that, you know, kills few people, and so the suffering goes on.
And actually, suicide is quite prevalent in this population.
Yes. Oh, so. I mean, it is terrible. For many years, if I look back over the years, I would say the amount of people who have you know, ended their own lives exceeds the number who have died from, you know, complications of Lyme that I know of.
You know?
And I think that's these are the tragedies, and what we're hoping, you know, like it, for instance, the, you know, the ALS, the advanced lab people, you know, who came up with the, I mean, who got Dr. Shafi, I call her Dr. Shafi. I understand that it's really pronounced Shafi, but anyway, Dr. Shafi's culture test going. You know, I think that was a very you know, wonderful test. But then the CDC, you know, played a game with it. You know, they managed to malign the test because the PCR, the nested PCR that was used to confirm the results, which are really not, actually confirm is the wrong word really, because a culture is considered the gold standard in medicine. If you can grow a bug from the blood, the bug is there. So you don't really need anything else. But they decided to do this nested PCR to try to identify the genealogy, if you will, of the bug, and that was contaminated in a different lab than the one that did the cultures. But in the article that the CDC put out in the press release, they kind of confabulated, or no, they mixed together these two details, and they made it sound like the culture itself was suspect. And you know, I was shaken up by this, and finally I had a very, very smart patient who really studied the genetics and studied the tests and pointed out to me what the CDC had done, that they had the error that they found was clearly contamination at the testing facility. This nested PCR is a very sensitive test and is known to be very prone to this type of contamination. So it was, but it had nothing to do with the culture test. But yet, anyway, that's what we're up against on some level, right. is that the desire for people to not recognize these illnesses, and I don't think it's bad intent. I just think they just don't. It just doesn't make sense to doctors that people can be this sick and have kind of normal blood counts and chemistries.
Well, yeah. I think too with these infections, I think one of the barriers to getting the entire healthcare system on board with it is that it takes a lot of integrative therapy to help people recover. And it's not a slam dunk. You can't throw antibiotics at them and ibuprofen at them and all of these pharmaceuticals and get a lot of these people better. You have to use integrative medicine. So anyway, we are close to break time here. And hopefully when we come back, we can talk about some of these ways that you're looking at to individualize treatment better.
Okay. Yeah, okay? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to break now. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Morning, Mr. Radio.
we're back with Limelight Radio. I'm speaking with Dr. Eric Gordon. We were talking briefly while the commercials were going on about some of the things that Gordon Medical is involved in terms of research and other things that are hopefully shining more of a light on being able to individualize treatment for people.
Yeah. Right. And, one of the things that's most, I think, most interesting is a field of medicine called metabolomics. Metabolomics is the study of basically the metabolites, the chemicals in your body, things like the phospholipids. People talk about phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine, and the small, the intermediate metabolites. The carnitine and the CoQ10, ribose, you know, some of the smaller sugars. These are considered small. They're because, like, some of the enzymes are very large, proteins. And these are, relatively small molecules compared to some of the big enzymes that we think about. Anyway, but these are the raw materials and the kind of the final products that your body uses to create energy and to communicate with. And the analogy I like to think of is that what we do now in lab testing is a lot like just using a dipstick to check your oil in the car, now you have computers that kind of really that people can hook up a monitor to your car and really find out how the whole system is running. You know, in the past, all we really could do was, hook up an electrical thing here and stick and look at the dipstick and see how much oil was in there. But and that's kind of what we do with lab tests. You know, we can measure how much blood you have and how much, this mineral or that mineral. But we're not able to look at really the picture, the whole context of like what your body is doing at any one time. And with metabolomics, where we're able to measure 400 to 600 different chemicals and know where they are in the different pathways, we can actually begin to get a snapshot of what your biochemistry is doing. And probably most importantly for our patients is that we can begin to compare them to people who are quote-unquote normal, or at least, don't have any overt complaints. And we're starting to do this. We're doing this as an IRB, a research project with the University of San Diego, with a Dr. Robert Navio. And we've done chronic fatigue patients, and we're going to do another 40 chronic fatigue, have 80 chronic fatigue patients, and really see if we have truly reproducible results. And then we're also this summer going to start drawing on our patients who have maybe not failed treatment, but haven't had complete recoveries. We have a lot of people who are 50 to 80% better, but they're really not completely well. And, they have clear Lyme diagnoses, and they have been treated over the years with, herbs and frequencies and antibiotics, and, they've improved, but they're not well. And we want to see, is there something about their biochemistry that we can use as a predictor of who's going to need more long-term treatment, and probably what we're even more interested about is can we aim our therapies better, so we, again, it's not because I do feel that we, I don't have to say waste, but yes, we do waste people's resources because we don't know the right therapy for them.
And you don't know until you give it a go and see whether it helps them or not.
Right. And I say that with full respect because I'm to people who use electrodermal testing. I mean, because we use all these modalities, and I've watched people who I think are masters in the field of, muscle testing and electrodermal testing and, various other, modalities. And they're all useful and good, but nothing is close to 100%. The best is, like 80%, and that's damn good. So, I'm hoping that these metabolomic testing is going to take us to a new era in medicine in whole. I mean, like, it's not just about in chronic tick-borne illnesses, but in all of medicine. But this is the area that I'm most attached, because you know, what was so exciting about the chronic fatigue, the first 40 patients with the chronic fatigue, is that we could clearly differentiate them from normal people, you know, biochemically. I mean, simply biochemically. I mean, it didn't take, we measured 450 metabolites, but just using 6 in the men and 9 in the women, we could clearly differentiate them from people, from quote unquote normal people. And this is my point about getting respect for people with illness. If we can have a diagnostic test that shows metabolically that their people are ill, it will go a long way, because, you know, it's the having those normal blood counts and normal electrolyte panels that really get so many doctors locked into, well, you say you hurt all over, but, you know, your tests are too normal. So anyway, I'm just very, very excited about this, and I'm hoping that we can, you know, the first step is getting respect, and once we get respect for our patients, I think the research will follow, and we'll really start getting somewhere. Now, for as far as new treatments that we've been looking at, we have another IRB study. An IRB just means that it's been approved by a review board. And if the results can be published in a medical journal, if you don't have a review board bless the study and make sure that it's done so people are treated appropriately and with safety and you know, all kinds of compliance to rules, you can't publish anything. So this is the use of ultraviolet light. I know many people have been using ultraviolet light, you know, taking blood and running it through ultraviolet light, especially for the chronic viral illnesses, and many people are using it for Lyme. And this company, UVLRX, has developed a way of doing it that uses a very thin catheter that has three different lights that go right into the vein. You actually place what we call a heparin lock, you know, just as a catheter that they place, you know, like that you would usually run fluids in, and we run fluids in, but at the same time, these very little thin wires, almost, that they're plastic, not wire, not metal, thread into your bloodstream and just float there and expose your blood to ultraviolet light, to three different frequencies of ultraviolet light.
Cool.
And this really activates the immune system. It probably has direct killing effects on viruses, but I think more, and you know, we don't know, perhaps Babesia and Bartonella, but I think it definitely has an incredible amount of immune modulating effects that have been well described, and we're hoping to see what it will do for Lyme disease. And that could be, again, it's exciting. It's a little invasive, but, you know, it's not so going to, you know, hurt your gut bacteria.
So
let's
explain the difference. Explain the difference. We can explain the difference between that and what you were doing before you would take a certain amount of blood out of a person, put a little heparin in it, and then thread it through the IV line as it's going back into the patient. You would thread it by the light. This way,
right,
it's going right into the system, and it's getting the entire system over time, correct?
Exactly. In the past, we would use up to 240 cc's of blood, and now you're getting your whole, you know, 5 to 6 liters of blood is getting exposed to the light.
Right, so much more comprehensive, and three different frequencies of light at the same time, which is even more potent.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's you know, the early, I mean, we have just started, so I don't have anything to report yet, but the people who've been using it in the past, in the last year, have had very, very good success. You know, I'm always a little hesitant because when it comes to...
Okay, oops, I'm sorry, yeah. Just got the message, time to go to break. Eric, we'll come right back.
Okay.
We've already said
my dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, this is Mara, and we're back with Limelight Radio and a conversation with Dr. Eric Gordon. Eric, we were going to talk a little bit about low-dose antigen therapy and the newer version of it called LDI.
Well, LDA, or low-dose antigen, is a therapy developed by a British gentleman who's, I apologize, his name escapes me. But for treating food allergies and inhalant allergies and people with multiple difficult immune systems and really immune reactivity, And Butch Schrader, a doctor in, he's now in New Mexico, in Santa Fe, you know, kind of led the charge in America and has done a lot to keep it going. I mean, initially it was called EPD, enzyme potentiated desensitization, but the FDA didn't like parts of it for some reason, and it was reborn as low-dose antigen therapy in Dr. Schrader's efforts. And it really is a very remarkable therapy that we've used for the last, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years with good benefit. But we didn't use it as much as I would have liked because it required a lot of preparation, a lot of strict diet around the time of taking the antigens, a lot of medications that you weren't supposed to take at the same time. It was one of those therapies that I thought was great, but was rather difficult to do and required a patient and a doctor with more eye for excruciating detail than I have. but we did use it. Some of the doctors in the clinic are very good at this, and you know we have used quite a bit of it. But this fellow Ty Vincent, who's a doctor up in Alaska, started using the LDA about 7 years ago and kind of fell in love with it. And then broadened it to using the same idea of a very low dose. I should explain. What makes this interesting is, you know, most allergens are dilute, but these are dilute. The LDA is dilute in the realm of like 10 to the minus 7th or 10 to the minus 11th. So there's very little stuff left in there. And the idea is that this gets your T regulatory cells back online, because really the problem with allergy is something called the acquired immune system, the B cells and T cells, which are actually, they call it acquired because they learn to recognize different proteins as problems. Well, this acquired immune system is a very well-balanced machine, and so you don't want to turn it on or turn it on too high too easily. In fact, that's one of the reasons why so many people have chronic problems with Lyme and have what people consider these terrible herxes, which I don't really think are herxes. They really are just, you know, immune activation syndromes. You know, it's not that you're killing so many bugs, but you can't turn off your own acquired immune system. You just keep punching. You know, you can't relax, can't turn it down. So anyway, so what LDA does, we believe, is that it gets what we call the Treg cells working, these T regulatory cells, so you can modulate your immune response, because allergy is reaction to things that really aren't a danger to you, but your body has misperceived. And when the acquired immune system is working appropriately, the T regulatory cells quiet everything down and get the system to realize that, you know, that's, you know, your friend, not your foe. You know, the person coming at you is your uncle. It's not some stranger who wants to break into your house.
Great analogy. Great analogy.
So anyway, so that's what LDA helps get the body to start regulating itself appropriately. And what Ty Vincent did was think about this, that, you know, a lot of these reactions that people have who have Lyme disease and you know, other chronic infections really is this inappropriate immune reaction. And the thing that I find so interesting is why I always like to sometimes get you upset and say the IDSA isn't all wrong, is that there is a large component of autoimmunity happening in chronic Lyme disease. Oh, you know, I personally believe we do have to kill the bug, but we also have to modulate the immune response. Because in people whose immune response is well modulated, we usually do, it's pretty easy. Those are the folks who the infectious disease doctors treat. They give them, you know, a month or sometimes even 2 or 3 months of IV antibiotics, and the people get better. It's because their immune systems are appropriately working. You know, everybody has this idea that your immune system is turned off in chronic Lyme, and it's just not. It's just turned in the wrong directions.
Right.
It's functioning. In fact, it's often over-functioning. So what Ty did was there's a concept in homeopathy of using nosos, which are using tiny dilute amounts or homeopathic amounts of the bug to try to get your immune system to have an appropriate response to it. And this has been done in homeopathy. A lot of the German homeopathics are based on that. Some of the Sanum remedies and San Pharma remedies, which are using derivatives of molds and bacteria as communication molecules in our system. So what Ty did, I'm sorry if I was going tangential there for a minute.
That's okay.
what Dr. Vincent did was get extract of dead, you know, like dead bacteria, dead Lyme, dead Bartonella, Babesia, and start using very, very dilute amounts. He was using 10 to the minus 10th to 10 to the minus 26th. Dilution. So, I mean, anything above 10 to the minus 23rd, there's really nothing left, no molecules left there. There's a thing in chemistry called Avogadro's number, and once you get beyond 10 to the 23rd, the minus 23rd, there's no more stuff there.
Got it.
But anyway, it seems to work. Now, I mean, we've just started, so I don't have, but I know that speaking to Dr. Vincent that he's had some really remarkable results, and other doctors have been seeing the same thing, where you're getting rid of a lot of patients' symptoms. I mean, Dr. Vincent firmly believes that this is all you need to do. He feels that once you get the autoimmune response quieted down, then the body will take care of the bugs and keep them quiet, and you're just going to live with them, like we do with herpes, you know, herpes
right.
simplex, you know,
right.
and Epstein-Barr virus and many of these other viruses that our body just lives with. And
right.
And when you think about our whole gut biome, you know, we live with trillions of bugs. So, and all the bugs that live on our skin, you know, I mean, we're covered with bacteria and fungi, you know. So his idea, and he might, you know, I'm just not sure. You know, one of the way he puts it is that, you know,
I need to stop you there. We're almost out of time, and I just want to give everybody your website. So please check out Gordon Medical Associates at www.gordonmedical.com. There you'll find all the practitioners, a lot of information, an incredible blog that you can follow, and you can also look and see what each practitioner is doing at Gordon Medical. Anyway, thank you so much, Eric, for being on the show with me. I really appreciate this. I'm excited about the new therapies, and I hope I see you soon.
Okay, a pleasure. Great to talk to you, Mara.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.